The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A very good 1st of November to you, Rolien.
A very good 1st of November to you too, Gary Bromberg.
And today is quite a day, so we've got the polls going on. And what's the latest there?
Well, we do have the highest voter turnout since 1999. In fact, the Central Elections Committee have just released the latest stats, and as of 4 p.m., 47.5% of eligible voters have voted. That is well over 3 million Israelis. This compares to 42% who had voted by this time last elections, and it's the highest percentage since 1999. So it looks like record numbers of Israelis are coming out today to exercise their civil and their democratic rights.
And I believe is it rainy there as well?
The whole day, we've all been saying, is the rain going to hold out? You know, rain is a major discussion here in Israel. Maybe it's because we're a desert country that we panic every time the rain comes. But so far the rain is holding out, and everybody has been able to cast their votes in relative calm. We have had a few incidents in various voting places earlier during the day, but so far everybody has cast their vote, and all is good.
And you can cast your vote through to midnight tonight.
You can cast your vote till 10 p.m. Polls will close at about 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. And President Herzog told the U.S. Jewish leaders that they must accept whatever results come in. Now, what would prompt him to say something like this?
Well, this is an interesting question for the president. You know, there are legitimate concerns that the party with Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gavir, which is far right, which is a party that many see as quite concerning, quite worrying, that there seems to be this incredible rise in the far right. Now, we have heard from our Emirati friends, and we have heard from various American Jewish leaders as well as the American government, that they are very, very concerned about this, concerned about the possibility of these two and various members of their party in a new government. They've warned that this could affect bilateral ties, and it could also affect Israel's standing in the world. And this is the president who is the head of state. He is a figurehead saying that, you know, regardless of what the results are, we still enjoy strong relations and must enjoy strong relations, not just with the United States of America, but with Jews in the United States. And it also opens up a very interesting discussion that Israel, at the end of the day, as much as people are invested in Israel and everybody has an emotional connection and an opinion on Israel, at the end of the day, it is the Israeli electorate who will decide on what is best for the country. I mean, I always look with vague amusement when I get messages from people outside of Israel telling me who I should vote for. You know, Israelis, like any other electorate, don't tend to like to be told who we should or shouldn't vote for. You know, at the end of the day, this is our democratic right. And whoever wins or doesn't win, it might not be to my personal liking or other people's personal likings, but we have to respect that at the end of the day, democracy has the last word.
Absolutely. And so people, you can vote until 10 p.m. Then, obviously, how long is it going to take, do you think, before you start seeing results?
I think we'll start to see results coming in throughout the night and throughout tomorrow. I don't think we'll have final results until sometime tomorrow, maybe even later in the week, but we will start to see the preliminary results coming in, and we will start to see the horse trading begin, you know, judging by where the votes are going, who gets what, where we go, who will form what coalition, who has been promised what. And yeah, another exciting cycle begins.
I think we're all looking forward to hearing what happens. So hopefully we'll get an update on that tomorrow. So second topic, Israel's ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, has strong words for the UN rapporteur. I actually had it right before we went on air, rapporteur, on racism. What did he actually have to say?
Well, this is really, I mean, you cannot make this up. I don't know. At this stage, I just think the United Nations is trolling us. I really do. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on racism, this is racism and xenophobia, the other day said that she, and this is too, the General Assembly says that she believes that the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, this is the internationally accepted working definition of what constitutes anti-Semitism, this is the definition determined by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, this is a definition accepted by many countries, many institutions, many cities, many universities, and is the standard definition by which we determine anti-Semitism. She says, I highlight the controversial status, divisive effects, and negative human rights impacts of the IRA definition on anti-Semitism and calls on it to be suspended. She says, precisely because anti-Semitism remains an urgent issue of human rights concern, I urge the UN system and UN member states to launch an open and inclusive process and to suspend this. Now, the reason why she is saying this is because there are some criticisms about the definition that determines that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. Those who are critical of Israel or critical of the Jewish right to self-determination find that offensive. You know, in my opinion, and others may differ, if you are telling the Jewish people that out of all the nations in the world, we are the only ones not allowed to have a country of our own and a national liberation movement that's called Zionism, named after Zion, Jerusalem, then in my determination, that is anti-Semitic. So her comments have not been well received. At least 38 states, including the United Kingdom, Canada, the United States, and many European Union countries who've adopted IRA, launched an objection, and our envoy, our ambassador, said, today I criticize the special rapporteur on racism for politicizing the issue and stepping way outside her mandate to aid anti-Semites in targeting Jews. Defining anti-Semitism is the first step to combating it. Calling to reject the use of the definition is not, it's a disgrace.
And in line with what you've said, so can one trust the UN, especially around combating racism and anti-Semitism?
Can we? I'm at the stage where I think that their position as the chief bastion of human rights is rapidly, rapidly eroding. As we all know, and we speak about the United Nations a lot on the show, there seems to be a targeted aiming of disproportionate resolutions against the State of Israel. Just earlier this week, we had Linda Thomas-Greenfield, that's the American ambassador to the United Nations, saying, I caution you against rubber stamping anti-Israel resolutions. We see Israel singled out again and again and again, whether it's in the UNGA, just as we spoke about yesterday, targeting us about alleged nuclear weapons, while being silent on Iran and Russia, whether it's the United Nations Human Rights Council and their ludicrous commission of inquiry headed up by three known anti-Semites, whether it's UNICEF deciding that we have absolutely no claim to Jewish religious holy sites, you know, whether it's the United Nations Security Council having emergency sessions on Israel at the expense of other conflicts around the world, it's just an absolute extraordinary targeting of Israel at the expense of other conflicts around the world.
And, Rodin, lastly, President Herzog has given an interview to CNN's Wolf Blitzer. And what were the main points of this discussion?
Well, high on the agenda, as you can imagine, is the issue of anti-Semitism. And the president, who is a very learned man, who is very, very experienced with dealing with issues of anti-Semitism, said, you know, any time that the world faces economic upheaval and political turmoil, the first people to be blamed are the Jews. And he also cautioned against this absolute tsunami of hatred that has been spurred on by the comments from former rapper Kanye West, who just every day is just doubling down and doubling down and doubling down. I mean, right now as we speak, I just received a message in my Twitter to me personally to tell me Kanye was right about y'all. This from somebody who calls himself a stage four cancel survivor. Unbelievable that. But, you know, this is par for the course. So we have to be vigilant. We cannot be complacent. We cannot put our heads in the sand. And, you know, the fight against anti-Semitism is on. And it's something the president believes we all have to be a part of.
Absolutely. Well, good luck for the elections today. Hope that it goes all smoothly. And thanks for the update, Rolene. That was the Israel Report with Rolene Marks.